For the second year in a row, it seems that the small Bada Bing Records has a big-time winner on its hands. Last year, the rough but charming debut album from Beirut, Gulag Orchestar, showed off a budding young talent in Zach Condon, and I'm going to officially be one of many to proclaim Mr. Patrick Cleandenham, not sure if that's his real name, one of the young shining stars of 2007. After playing with local bands in Kansas, he found himself in New York City, attending the Cooper Union for the Advancement of Science and Arts. Like the title states, though, he came home and spent the wee hours of the day recording his debut album with the help of some friends and the goodwill of some college music students. For starters, Baby Comes Home sounds big. It has a wide range of influences, most of them coming before the year 1970. You can hear a little bit of early Scott Walker, a bit of British Invasion, some doo-wop, and some big band orchestral pop. It's ambitious as heck, and yet it rarely stumbles, keeping a brisk pace that finds 11 tracks clocking in at just under 40 minutes. The album titled Baby Comes Home starts the release with just the right amount of swagger as piano and horns play off one another nicely while crisp drums keep things moving. Cleandenham's vocals are suitably crooner, and by the time the string flourishes and looser ending hit, it's easy to get sucked in. Hypnotize follows, and picks up the pace with some more sharp drumming, bursts of horns, and piano stomps. Vocals are a bit sharper on the track as well, moving from the loose style of the first track into a snappier observer, and the jubilant instrumentation, which is layered with everything from hand claps and vibes, is again lush and hyper-melodic.
It's like a politician who looks you in the eye. You ask about my position, standing right by your side. The kids want holy clover to show you what they have found. They say you gotta listen to the song they sing. You can't believe what you hear at all. Baby, you're hypnotized.
Essentially, the rest of the album works this sort of retro-cool vibe, but keeps things interesting by mixing up the instrumentation and feel of the songs nicely. Days Without Rain is a perfect example, with the ubiquitous piano and drums backed by dreamy swoops of strings and backing vocals that turn it into an almost lounge track that absolutely sparkles. While there are a few tracks that feel a bit more like glorified homages, most of Baby Comes Home is not only nicely informed of the past, but has enough slight updates to make it stand out. The rough-edged Whispers Only Hurt Them is a perfect example, with a dual piano Rhodes and slightly distorted vocals that fray the edges of the otherwise smooth song. This is one of those rare debut releases that's very assured, and while it has a very few minor missteps, it's also an enjoyable blast. Who knows where he'll go from here, but this is one heck of a great start.